You know, as I was watching some of those videos last night, you know, many of them, they're done to a lot of popular songs. And I was going down through there looking at the list, and, you know, just some of them are very, very, very touching, very well made. And, you know, a few of the things just made me really, there was a few I just didn't even click on because I wasn't even going to go down that road, just about the disrespect at military funerals. But yeah, I had to stop and think, Lord, if I play this song, if I play, and it wouldn't have mattered to me, the song is a song. But I said, it would probably roll every religious devil over in this place if Motley Crue got played in church. Because one of them was one of their songs. And I thought the song is actually very good, but it was hilarious when I read. I was like, well, I never knew they sang that. Go ahead and start recording. Oh, but, well, this week, thanks to a little bronchitis, I had some time to lounge. Kind of hard to do anything when you can't breathe. And I watched Dodie Osteen's testimony as well. And it was very, very good. Very good. And but I watched a rabbi. He was a messianic rabbi. And he started talking about some things. And as I was sitting there watching, God said, listen. I just could not take my eyes off the TV for some reason. Normally, I just go flying right by any of those. And but I listened to him. And I'll tell you what, he had an excellent message on the sacrifice that was paid. See, it couldn't have worked out better. That's why I jumped all over the place and got on people. Because I want you to make sure your families are voting. And if they say, well, I'm going to vote for Hillary, I'm going to vote for Bernie, ask them how well they like communism, because that's where they're heading. But nobody honestly wants to take what I had to say earlier as a consideration, and I don't either. But if we remember one thing, freedom is not free. And but anyhow, he was talking about the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. You know, and I figured, here's the best way to understand it is from a Jewish point. Right? Because that is the sacrificial law that this was all based upon. We can learn. I don't have to practice Judaism, but I can understand things better. And he began talking about the blood of Jesus Christ and how before, you know, we'll be reading in Hebrews here in a little bit. It said that every day the priest was in the tabernacle or in the temple and they were bringing forth offerings before God. And those blood, they had to provide a blood offering around the clock so that people's sins were covered. Think about that. Just to keep up with the sins of primarily Israel, not the world. And he said what that basically was, is he said when they were offering the blood of animals, he said that's like you going to a store, pulling out your credit card and swiping it. You will have to pay. This is a temporary delay. That's all that it was. He said the only problem was blood of animals could never, ever pay the price. And because of that, well, over time, Jews actually slid into a state where, you know, hey, they were perfect. You know, we got the sacrifice thing going on. We're good. They got a religious mentality. Then Christ came along and he paid the price. His blood, his was the only blood that could do it. Yours couldn't do it, mine couldn't do it, Adam's couldn't do it. Only Jesus Christ. He was the only one who was innocent, and therefore, he was the only one who could pay that price. And he said, what happens? Well, I think I might be getting ahead of myself. Let's go ahead and open our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 10. I do believe I'm ahead of myself just a little bit. We'll go to verse 11. And every priest stands ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. From the time waiting till his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering he was perfected forever those who are being sanctified. That is us, ladies and gentlemen. Over time, we are being perfected. We are being matured. Maturity is a hard thing. I always said, I may grow older, but I'll never grow up. Now, there comes a time you got to grow up. And I'll tell you what, some of the hardest things to grow up is when somebody calls you on the carpet. I remember some of my family said, you're acting just like so-and-so. I knew what they were talking about. It's like, oh, man. That was not a trait I wanted to emulate. And so I had to work on changing that and letting God change it in me. But the Holy Spirit also witnesses to us, for after he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days. The Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts and in their minds I will write them. And then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Now where there is remission of these, there's no longer an offering for sin. Jesus paid the price. There's nothing else that ever needs to be done. You do not need to pay penance. Okay? Now, what I will tell you, everybody likes to think, well, I'll just, a little bit right here. You know, a little bit's okay. A little bit. Here's the problem. You still pay for sin. You may not pay penance to God. Sin has a price to pay. And what it does is, well, you know, I'm just going to go out and I'm going to flirt with this girl or I'm going to flirt with this guy. It's harmless, right? It's harmless. No, it's sin. You're giving affection to another man or woman that belongs to your spouse. That is sin. I'm going to do this. I'm just going to meddle over here a little bit here. I shared earlier, I believe last week or sometime, that God has really been on me about minding my own business. And it's not because I'm nosy. I actually do like information. But what I found was when you're gathering real information, people like to give you more. And then there were times there were things that I thought needed to be dealt with. God said, you need to mind your own business. My business. I've gotten myself into things that I wasn't supposed to be doing. God has helped me see that. I've grown out of it. Some people might think I don't care. It's not that I don't care. That's not my job. Therein is where we start getting a problem. I know I got one person at least who's butt hurt because I wouldn't do it. Because I wouldn't stick my nose where it didn't belong. And you know what? So be it. Once you've had your fingers smashed with a hammer, you get a little gun shy, don't you? So I've had to learn about that stuff. But here's what I found out is when I get into that stuff and then, or I think somebody should be doing something, I get judgmental, I get critical. By the way, this is all of us. We all do this. I'm just telling on me. And that's where my self-righteousness rises up. Well, if they ain't going to do something, I will. And then I find out I didn't know all the facts. Facts matter. They really do. If you don't have all the facts, as the saying goes, you're running off half-cocked. You're dangerous. The Bible actually tells us that you are a fool to judge a situation if you don't know both sides. And to know both sides means you have intimate knowledge, and you will never have that. When we find ourselves being judgmental, when we find ourselves being critical of each other, we are actually sinning. Because Jesus told us, judge not, or else you will be judged according to the way you are judging right now. Did I paraphrase that properly in English? I'll ask my editor if that translated properly. Yes, I think I did. We look at lest ye be judged. No. Let's bring it back into modern American English. If you judge, you will be judged the way you are currently judging. Now, but the blood of Jesus. See, the blood of Jesus comes and it covers, it paid the price for our sin. Every sin you will ever commit is covered. Every sin. That one time. This is where grace came in. Now, sloppy grace came in and said, you don't have to change. You don't have to do anything different. Well, then why come to church? If there's not a change, if I don't have to change, listen, and I'm going to back this up because I know some of you are hearing what I'm saying and you know, but I want to reiterate this so that you can take it to those who you love. You don't have to change to come into that door. See, this has been a problem. As soon as people think that they got to change before they can come to church. Hello, this is a hospital. This is where the sick and wounded come. Healthy people don't go to the hospitals typically, right, Brooke? Well, unless they're having babies or... And then you have to wonder if they're, well, healthy in mind. Every husband at 9 months will testify to that. He's just going to keep quiet. So what's he going to do? But you see, what he said about when we keep sinning, when we keep doing things that we know we're not supposed to do, whether it's lying, stealing, cheating, whatever it is, judging. That, I'm going to tell you, that, and I'm on that one because that's the hardest one for us to stay out of. I can't tell you how many times I go down the road and I find myself judging another driver. You moron, why'd you do that? Well, 10 miles down the road, I do the same stupid thing. But I knew why I did it. So I justified mine and judged them. It's like, why did they pull out in front of me? Well, kind of like the way I did the other day, actually pulling out of Trisha's, which they've kind of got a blind spot on their driveway, but I started to nose out and a car topped the hill. Well, I kind of panicked a little bit and gave it a little bit of gas. I was already nosed out, and I gave it gas and broke the gravel free, and so all I was doing was spinning. Why did you pull out in front of me? Well, because I was already pulling out, and you topped the hill. And, well, then after that, it was just instinct. People don't see you. There is a blind spot. You may think, I can't tell you how many times I pulled to the end of my road. And I start looking. If I'm going one way, I look the other way. And I keep a good eye on that. And I'm monitoring because it's a big curve. And I can't tell you how many times that I missed a car And it was right there. So what God has done with me is helped me in that, in understanding, I don't know, I can't see everything. And my life will be so much better off if I quit judging them. And this message isn't supposed to be about judging. It's actually about the blood of Christ. Because you see what this rabbi pointed out. He said, when we continue to sin and think we're not, we spit in the face of Christ. Now, I don't know about you. I want to see every hand. If somebody spits in your face, who's ready to fight? It should be about everybody. Kyle's got two hands up, so don't spit in Kyle's face. Exactly. Spitting in somebody's face was one of the greatest signs of disrespect you could give anybody. And it still is to this day. When we continue to sin, knowing God has convicted us and told us to stop it. By the way, when a message comes through here and it's about something, that is God telling you to stop something. God doesn't give me the messages just so you can say, oh, hey, that was a pretty flowery message. Go home and act like you did the day before. Doesn't work that way. God says, I'm holding you responsible now. You know. And just as I said earlier, for you to sit and not exercise your rights to vote, freedom of speech, come and worship, you spit in the face of every American who ever died for this country. And I know how the Holy Spirit must feel when we spit in the face of Christ. And the Holy Spirit's been sitting there the whole time. I've been trying to tell you to stop this. I told you. I called you on it. Let me give you an example of something. I'm kind of blending points here. How many of you have seen the thing that's running rampant on Facebook about the girl who works for Home Depot wearing the hat that said America was never great? How many have seen that? There's got to be a few of you because some of you shared it. Can I tell you a little something? I support her right to wear that hat. That's what I serve for. I may not agree with the message, but I have to support her right. Christians don't do that. We get our panties in a wad and we jump up and we're all judgmental. It's this way or that way. No, I have to support her right to view her opinion.